Let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shot caller today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of that because she had the shot caller last. And who'd you get?
I got Jose.
Oh, Jose, all right. Jose is grabbing the shot caller while he puts that on. Jeff, please read Jose the shot caller question of the day.
A recent survey found over 40% of Americans will lie or exaggerate on Monday morning to make their weekend sound more fun than it really was when they're talking to their coworkers.
That's funny.
And it found the top four things that we're most likely to lie or embellish about. They include going to a cool bar or club and how much fun that was.
The first thing I thought of.
Saying that you exercised or worked out over the weekend, and also going to a cultural activity like a museum or a show. Name the other thing that people are most likely to lie about on Monday morning when people ask what they did.
That's so funny. Did anyone ever actually really graduate high school? Because it feels like we're all just still living in high school.
Yeah, we're still trying to be
studies
cool.
Like that. Yeah.
No, I saw this cool indie band. You wouldn't know it, but it was like the best concert ever.
My first thought for you, Jose, is they would lie about a date that they went on.
Yeah, that's the first thing I thought of, you know.
Or how much action they got over the weekend.
Yeah.
Like, ugh, I'm so tired because this lady just kept me up all night.
I mean, bro, talk about a marathon.
Right.
No, God, totally. So that's the first thing I thought of. But see, the people that they survey, not all of them are single like me. So
yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean? Like, what would married people brag about? Maybe just getting out of the house? Like, I went to the store and got away from my children.
I don't know. A lot of people think that doing nothing on a weekend is awesome these days.
See, that's what I do. And I love it. I don't ever make that up. I'm like, I didn't move. It was amazing. It's impressive, actually.
I'm just trying to think about, like, small talk I hear at the office. But unfortunately, right. Every time I hear small talk, I just go away. I shut it out because I can't stand it. So.
Yeah, well, everything people, he's already listed most of this stuff.
What about you did some sort of charity event over the weekend? Like you did a 5K run for cancer or, I mean, that kind of goes in with exercise.
Yeah.
Read the question one more time.
A recent survey found the top four things that Americans are most likely to lie about when they tell their coworkers what they did over the weekend. Out of the top four, I'm giving you going to a cool bar or club, saying that you worked out, and going to a cultural activity like a museum or a show. You have to name the last one.
The other thing that impresses people is money. Like, what if, like, oh, I made some money this weekend.
Made some money? Yeah, I don't think having a second job is usually something that people brag about.
Getting
work.
Stuff done around the house.
Yeah, cleaning. I don't think that's a bad idea.
I may be biased, but I, at least in my life, the most realistic thing to brag about is I actually got a date. So I'm going to say got a date.
A recent survey found the top four things that Americans are most likely to lie about when they tell their coworkers about their weekend. Out of the top four, I gave you going to a cool bar or club, saying that you worked out, or doing a cultural activity like a museum or show. You had to name the last one. And turns out a lot of people go into work and brag to their coworkers about a cool new restaurant to show how much of a foodie that they are.
I do that all the time when I go to a new restaurant. I'm like, you guys.
All right, you got it wrong.
Yeah.
Got it wrong. And somebody wanted to hear You're So Vain by Carly Simon. So whenever you're ready to sing, go for it.
You're so vain. You probably think the song is about you. You're so vain. I'll bet you think the song is about you. Ow, crap! Oh, God! Don't make me jump.
The show is done. Anything you missed on the show, you can always find online. And other than that, we'll see you tomorrow. Today's show was produced by Steve, Second Base Boyd, and Jeff Grand Slam DeBoe. Have a good one. We'll see you later.